This is Train for Trades Guild Radio with Tom Jinks.
Hi everyone, this is T4TS Radio and I'm Tom Jinks. Today we've got Paul Turner on the show. Hi Paul.
Hi Tom.
So let's start by finding out a bit about you then. Why did you choose to study with Train for Trade Skills?
I chose to study for trade skills because my current work employment is looking a little bit risky for redundancies, and for the last 3 years, every year there's been some redundancies made, and so I thought it was time to improve my skill set, make myself more employable in the future if the worst comes to the worst and they might be redundant.
So what job were you doing before? What's your background?
Background is in photocopiers.
Okay. So how are you finding the studying at home part of the course then?
You need to be quite self-disciplined to make sure you put in the hours of study. But the actual coursework is well presented, well written.
Okay. What do you think of the virtual reality software then?
The actual exercises when you go through them are good, yeah.
Tell us a bit about your practical training then. How's that going?
Well, I'm only on my fourth day of the first week, but that's going okay. We've done some basic solder joints, pipe bending, and literally today we're going to be starting to fit out a bathroom suite, so running the appropriate pipe work to the correct dimensions from a detailed drawing, dimensionalized drawing, so this is exactly what I wanted, someone to learn how to kit out the bathroom properly to a specification. So it's going good.
Tell us a bit about then. Have you been doing any practical work or getting any experience outside your course?
I have got a friend who's a plumber, and so I have been doing a little bit of work, not paid work, but he occasionally works the weekends. And so I do sort of help out, and so I can sort of learn from him. But it's not he doesn't work every weekend, so it is quite limited on that. But yes, I have been trying to do a little bit of practical work outside of the course.
What are your plans then when you finish your course? So say if I said, where are you expecting to be in a year's time? What would you say?
In a year's time, I would hopefully be able to start working with this friend of mine on a paid basis. Probably initially at the weekends, but then if that works out, then I would hopefully go into to employment with him full time. The other option I do have is, which is one I'd probably only do if I was made unemployed by my current employer, would be to, my brother actually runs a pipe freezing business in London, and said he employs a number of qualified plumbers to do that work. I wouldn't necessarily want to do that because they're quite a specialist area in the pipe freezing business. So, but obviously, if I was made unemployed and that was an option available to me, I'd go for it. But my preferred option would be this friend of mine. See if I can start working for him.
So, Paul, if you had to sum up the whole course, the whole experience with Train for Trade Skills, what would you say?
I would say that it's in general a good course and definitely worth doing. Obviously, I can't say at the moment whether there's the work out there at the end of it. Obviously, with current economic climate, so it's still. But the actual course is very good.
Okay, thank you, Paul.
Yeah, cheers, Tom.
For more information, please visit www.trainfortradeskills.com.